The Spirit of Stratford came out in force last weekend, according to United Way Perth Huron, UWPH. Elizabeth Cooper, UWPH Manager of Community Development, thanked everyone for joining the Coldest Night of the Year, CNOY, a nationwide fundraiser that goes toward local charities, in Stratford's case the UWPH's Stratford Connection Centre and the Stratford, Perth ShelterLink, two institutions for unsheltered people to access resources like laundry, showers, and social services. Together, we raised $143,728 in support of programs helping those experiencing hurt, hunger and homelessness, which makes such a difference in the lives of people right here in Stratford, Cooper said. On February 25, 60 teams of 363 walkers participated in CNOY. The top five teams were the Stratford Snowstriders, Stratford Anglican Churches, Monteith Ritzma Phillips, Avondale Almighties, and Team Haggis. The top five individual fundraisers were Martin Ritzma, Cranla Warren, Sandra Souza, Judy Matheson, and Marilyn Holmes. Cooper also thanked the many volunteers who assisted in any way. From route marshals, to registration check-in, to the entire planning committee, we couldn't have pulled off such a successful event without them. Although the night ended, the fundraising has not stopped. The goal for the fundraiser is $185,000. Donations are still being accepted until Mar. 31 on their website. Additional ShelterLink funding announced. Perth Wellington MPP Matthew Ray announced additional funding to ShelterLink, initially provided back in July. Through the Resilient Communities Fund grant from the Ontario Trillium Foundation, OTF, Stratford, Perth ShelterLink received $161,600 last summer. Elisha Richardson is the development manager at ShelterLink, a position created through the fund. She told Stratford Today that the news of the funding was postponed to coincide with CNOY as it was a great event for the announcement. Michelle Cutts, ShelterLink's co-chair of the board, said that the grant from the OTF cannot be overstated. This funding from the OTF will bolster the services we provide to youth, support the staff and leadership and build connections within our community to ultimately stop homelessness before it starts, she said. It is clear that those who work within ShelterLink's walls truly care about the youth who reside within it. Their unflinching support and devotion to the youth is truly something to be commended.